Ever wonder why some people breeze through exams while others struggle despite hours of study? The secret isn't intelligence, but knowing how to learn effectively. Dominic O'Brien, 8-time world memory champion who once memorized 2,808 playing cards in secret, was labeled a daydreamer in school who couldn't learn. His journey from academic underachiever to mental athlete proves exceptional memory isn't a gift, but a skill anyone can develop. What most students lack isn't intelligence, but simply knowing how to learn how to learn. The techniques in this book have transformed education for thousands, proving that with the right methods, anyone can develop remarkable memory abilities. These aren't tricks, but systematic approaches based on how our brains naturally process and retain information. By tapping into your mind's natural abilities rather than fighting against them, you'll discover learning capacities you never knew you possessed. Your eyes can theoretically process 90,000 words per minute, yet most people crawl along at 200 with mediocre comprehension. Why this enormous gap? The culprits are childhood habits: subvocalizing, pronouncing each word in your head, lack of focus, assuming you'll reread material, and inefficient eye movements that constantly backtrack. Contrary to what many were taught in school, using your finger as a guide actually enhances reading speed. This technique creates smoother eye movements and prevents the constant backtracking that slows most readers down. Think of your hand as a personal chauffeur, controlling the pace while your mind focuses entirely on absorbing information. The simplest approach? Place your finger just below the text line, moving it smoothly from left to right. This establishes a rhythm that naturally increases your reading speed. With just this basic technique, most people gain a 50% improvement while maintaining or even enhancing comprehension. Reading faster isn't about rushing, it's about eliminating inefficiencies that prevent your mind from operating at its natural capacity. Have you noticed how traditional note-taking often fails to help you truly understand information? Linear notes, those endless bullet points and paragraphs, fundamentally conflict with how our minds actually work. Our brains don't think in straight lines. They function through association, connecting ideas in complex, multidimensional networks. Traditional notes engage primarily the left hemisphere, leaving half your brain's power untapped. Mind maps revolutionize learning by mirroring your brain's natural thinking patterns, starting with a central image and radiating outward with branches of associated ideas. Imagine comparing traditional notes to traveling by train. You're locked into a predetermined route. A mind map, by contrast, is like having both a helicopter and a detailed map. You can soar above for the big picture or zoom in on specific details at will. When creating mind maps, follow these guidelines. Begin with a central image. Use only key words rather than sentences. Incorporate symbolic images throughout. Employ different colors for different themes, and embrace creative associations without restraint. The result will engage both hemispheres of your brain simultaneously, dramatically improving both understanding and retention. Have you ever noticed how vividly you recall dreams? This ability reveals fundamental truths about our minds. Aristotle observed that human thought always begins with mental pictures. Knowledge enters through our senses before imagination transforms it into images. Dreams showcase our imaginative capacity. Studies using specialized goggles reveal that dreamers experience richly detailed technicolor virtual realities, proving we all possess powerful imaginations, though many only access this creativity while sleeping. The debate about teaching creativity is misguided. We're all naturally creative as children. Early pressure to grow up creates the false belief that imagination equals immaturity. Revitalizing creativity requires becoming un-people, unlocked, unbound, unleashed. We define objects through associations, not dictionary definitions. A pipe evokes Sherlock Holmes or Magritte's painting. we understand things through our accumulated associations, creating mental hooks that form an object's meaning. These associative powers are the basis for effective memory techniques. By creating vivid, unusual connections between items we want to remember, we leverage the brain's natural encoding process. While we easily remember daily experiences due to their rich context, academic facts often escape us. The journey method leverages this natural ability by creating mental routes with landmarks to store sequential information, a technique ancient Greek orators called the method of loci. To build your memory journey, choose a familiar route with distinct landmarks along a logical path, like your commute or rooms in your home. Then visualize memorable encounters at each location. For example, to remember a shopping list starting with bacon, eggs, and bread, picture bacon draped over your front gate, giant eggs smashing against your door, and a massive loaf blocking your hallway. Unlike the link method, which connects items directly, the journey method anchors each item to a specific location. This allows you to access information in any order by mentally traveling your route forwards or backwards. I treat my mental journeys like rewritable DVDs, some as temporary storage where new information overwrites old, others as permanent master discs. With about 100 journey discs in my mental library, I can systematically store and access vast amounts of information. The Dominic system, deciphering of mnemonically interpreted numbers into characters, transforms abstract numbers into memorable characters through a simple code. Digits become letters, 1 equals A, 2 equals B, etc., which pair into initials of memorable people. Each character performs a signature action. Eric Clapton plays guitar. Bob Dylan plays harmonica. For longer numbers, characters interact in vivid scenes. 1846 becomes Adolf Hitler, 18, baking a cake, 46's action, while 4618 shows Delia Smith goose-stepping. The number 408836 becomes Dominic O'Brien wrestling with Claudia Schiffer, an unforgettable image that demonstrates how this system helped me memorize 128 sequential digits in competition. This method transforms abstract numbers into engaging stories, making phone numbers, dates, and formulas stick effortlessly in memory. What once required rote repetition becomes a creative visualization exercise. Create a structured revision plan by mapping your workload against available time. Study in focused 20-minute sessions with 5-minute breaks to maintain efficiency. Review new material on a systematic schedule, immediately after learning, then at 24 hours, 1 week, 1 month, and 3 months. Note these review dates and rotate between subjects to maintain engagement. Establish a study ritual that signals your brain it's time to focus. Create a consistent pre-study routine to overcome distractions and build positive habits. For presentations, start with a mind map. Place your core idea at the center and branch out associated thoughts. Number the keywords to establish presentation flow, creating a visual script. Transform key points into memorable images along a familiar mental journey for confident delivery from memory. Remember that success isn't limited to natural talent. It's achievable through dedicated practice. Your mind has remarkable potential for learning, with imagination as the key catalyst. Apply these methods consistently to develop both exam success and a lasting love for learning. These techniques are your tools. Use them to unlock your mind's full capabilities.